So we just got finished saying that even if you're permitted to speak, but you're only permitted to speak when you're not nogea b'davar. It has nothing to do with you, right? So you can't be the person that was the victim, or you can't be the person that broke the shidduch, or anything like that. So kal v'chomer, if the person never did anything wrong to you, but what they did to you was that they didn't do something good to you. That means I asked him to lend me money and he didn't want to. I asked him for a favor, he didn't do it. I asked him to be his guest and he didn't bring me in. And you start saying, look how bad people who don't bring guests in, and it's all about the principle of the matter, and it's really not right. There's so many people, you know, could use that chesed, and this guy didn't do it for me, you know. So you can't do that. Okay? But over bezeh, if you're over on this, you're over kamalave in acherim levad isra loshen hara v'shabiyarin b'chal hanal. You're over many isurim besides loshen hara. V'nechsholim bezeh b'avonisein o'arabim harbe anoshim. Many people are nechsholness. K'moish anu rayim ba'alil, like we see clearly. Shem lo yikavlu le'echa b'sever ponim yafis. The guy shows up to a city, and people are not very welcoming of him. He shows up to another city. He shows up, and the first thing he says is, I hope you guys don't treat me like they did in that city. You know what? I spent 3 days in that shul. Not a single person came over to say Shalom Aleichem. I hope, you know what made me feel really bad? And other people like me, and I'm telling you for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, and I'm telling you for the benefit of Hashem, that you shouldn't treat people that way. Unless you can't do that, because probably you're just venting your own personal, you know, aggravations. What?
Experience, your own experience.
Mefarsim l'gnusav v'zeh ha'anoshim ha'chashuvim. D'shom, mipnei shelo yisiyu be'en yonav. Maybe they had a reason or whatever. V'choshkein imevazav v'zestam l'chol ha'ir. And second of all, you're giving a stereotype. You're giving, you know, people from that city. Well, I mean, there's a lot of tzaddikim there. A lot of good people there. Maybe there were people who were busy that day. Kisal Shinharo. Afilo ala emes. Shinharo applies even if it's true. Shikasam no lamailo. But who afilo ima mesaper al ish prot. Kol shken al ish shlema shibi Yisrael amachzik em emunas Hashem. Vade avoin godol hu. Definitely an avoin godol. So, again, same concept. You're trying to do good. You're trying to be mefarsim, all the evildoers in the world. But if you are the victim of it, then you should not be the one being mefarsim. V'afal pikein nirali. Nonetheless, it does appear the imhu meshayer, if he thinks shaydeizah sheisav l'anoshim v'eshem pluni asa lo avlo yuchalov l'idem mizet to'elas kigoyin l'maisa. Let's say there could be a to'elas comes out of it. If it's a clear to LS, and what? And he's being mechaber for that to LS, I'm assuming he is. Okay, in other words, don't think, here he's explaining that you don't have, in order to be the one that, to give the details, you don't have to go to Beis Din for that. You don't have to go to Beis Din for that. Okay?
Well, peasants get permission?
No, right. You don't have to do that. You're allowed to be misoper to individual people because at the end, you think they'll accomplish. You know that someone's out to get, you know, Reuben's out to spread rumors about Shimon. No. Why does Reuben want to spread rumors about Shimon? Because he has an agenda against Shimon. He wants to get Shimon out of the city. Shimon is about to open a competing business. He doesn't want Shimon to open a competing business. So he starts spreading rumors about Shimon. Shimon's a ganef. Shimon's this. Shimon's that. So I'm Levi, and I know Reuven's intentions. I want to shut Reuven down. I don't want him to say. So I'm allowed to go preemptive. We spoke about this before. Okay. Or if Reuven already did it, then Levi would be allowed to go to the people and say, look, let me explain to you. Reuven is really a good for nothing. He's really not doing the right thing here. You're allowed to say it over the people. Even if you do that, Reuven's not going to look too good, right? Reuven's going to look pretty bad. It's going to look bad on Reuven. Have a peek and you're allowed. Kivan since. Okay, there's just another example. Okay. So now it's interesting. Now in Klal Yedal, in Ois Yedalid, he quickly reviews all 7 to 9. Not sure why. It's like basically, no matter what, you still need the 7 to 9. So if he felt the need to review them, probably we should review them as well. Let's go quickly. Number one is you have to have seen the act yourself. So someone comes to you and says, Reuven just stole $100 from me. No, someone comes to you and says, I just lost $100. And you know that Reuven is the one that stole it. So you want to know, oh, it was Reuven. If they've seen Reuven, how do you know it was Reuven? No, he just told me that he lost $100. And another guy told me that he saw Reuven stealing $100. Must be that Reuven stole the money from Shimon. But you didn't see Reuven steal the money. You cannot tell Shimon. Number two is you have to know that what he did was stealing. Oh, look, I saw Reuven picking up $100 off the ground. He must be the guy. What's that? If he picked it up off the ground, maybe it's an Aveda. Maybe he's allowed to. So you have to know that what he did was wrong. Number three is, you have to see if you could speak to the guy yourself. Number four is you have to know that it's all true.
That's not the same as number one. They saw it.
What?
Is that the same as number one? Wasn't interested in seeing it and knowing it's true.
No, I mean, you can't exaggerate it because if you exaggerate it, maybe he's going to end up getting a more severe consequence than what he really deserves. Number five is yes, to mechavim for ta'elus, which we spoke about before. Okay. Now, by the way, on number five, very important haggah. People ask this question all the time. See the haggah there? The haggah says an example of ta'elus would be. Even if a person needs to get it off his chest to his wife or something. So Kiddush, even though I'm not really accomplishing anything, other than I have something on my mind, I saw something happen here, I really have to tell someone, it's bothering me. But once I tell it to you, I can move on. I can get it off my chest. So he says here, the if you're allowed to say, he's allowed to listen. So you hear this is a very big chiddush, Rabbi Sai. Very big chiddush. That if you have something that's really bothering you saw someone do something really bad. Why does it bother you? I don't know. I always thought this guy was an honest guy. Thought he was a good guy. I should saw him do something. Told me it's eating me up. I daven next to this guy in shul. Like I have nothing to do about it. I'm not doing anything about it. But at the end, it's just really bothering me. So you'd be allowed to tell someone.
Even if it happened to you, also, that's a classic example. No?
So you're allowed to tell someone?
What?
You're allowed to tell someone?
So that's the chiddush of the Chofetz Chaim. That telling someone to help you work through the inyan is called a toelis,
Toilets, yeah. For like therapy.
which is a chiddush. Because you
It's
would
like
think
it's
maybe Tellus means
therapeutic. It's
that.
not for Lashon Hara. It's for to get just to therapy.
Yeah. Not the Chil Hashem, not the Mechil Hashem, yeah.
happens all the time. You come home, your wife, people have said things to her, and you have to get it off your chest, work it out.
It's hard to believe it's
huh?
It's hard to believe it's somebody.
Right. I know.
This is bothering me. Okay.
Well, if it's bothering me, it has to be that it's gonna help you to talk about it. That also doesn't always the sixth condition is that you need to that there's no other way for you to accomplish the accomplishment you're trying to accomplish. And number seven is that you can't give him more nezik than what we said. So you can't exaggerate, you can't jump to conclusions, you have to have it tell us. Okay, so
what was the last one?
That you have to make sure that the person doesn't get collateral damage more than what he really deserves.
Okay, but it's dafka on the feet.
A guy, what?
No, that he brings it's.
No, once you have that, it's fine because nothing else is going to happen. No one's doing anything about it. There's no nezek. I saw it myself, and that's it.
Well, the reason why he's going to number five because the problem with five is he has to make sure to tell us.
Right, he's going to number five. That's it. Is. Right. Okay, so we have one more share this week. This week, I actually think we will finish the Sefer on Thursday. And if it's Hashem, we'll decide what to do next. We'll probably continue to Rechilus, maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Okay? Shkar Rabbi Sachs.
Good night.
See you, Adam.
Yes.
Good night. Thank you.
Try to have that all, please.